Morning.
Good
Morning.
morning.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Eloise. How may I assist you?
Zoe, I'm trying to get a hold of Emily because she was the last person that sent me an email regarding my situation. And I don't know if it would be best to talk to her or maybe somebody in this who understands the same issue that's going on. So whoever, so probably preferably Emily, but if somebody else can help me, that would be great.
Okay, guys. She's not currently available to take your call, but I can assist you as much as. You see, I did pull up your account, Mr. Moss. All right, and you did verify your mailing address and email to the previous agent.
No, I did not, but my mailing address is 10774 West Tonopah Drive, Sun City, Arizona, 85373. Email address is Z as in zebra, YRITH at yahoo.com.
Thank you. And you have placed this order for the solar system collection.
Okay, yeah, there's. It's not a replacement for that.
Oh, no, I didn't say it was a replacement. I just said you placed your order for the solar system collection.
Right. Yes. This was back in basically my wife did it. It was for my birthday, my 60th birthday on April 14th. We had issues because the magazines were supposed to be included with it. So, long story short, Emily just sent me an email message saying, hey, if you return the second solar system that we accidentally sent you back, we will send you all the magazines that should have been included when your wife ordered it. Well, you should be receiving the solar system that was sent accidentally back today. So I would really like to see those magazines. It should be the 52 plus the one collectibles. Back to me as soon as possible. This has been an ongoing situation since April 16th. I understand I'm not too happy about the fact that I had to pay the $80 to send a kit that was sent to me inappropriately. So that's one thing. And I am going to put this out there even though it's an issue. This has been almost 2 months ongoing. During this time on the 14th, my wife passed away, and she's the person that got me this gift. So this has been a hard thing. I've tried to be very respectful to your customer service agents on every single call I have done. I find it a little offsetting and off-putting when I get an email from one of your main customer service about this, saying that they'll do this if I send this back, but there's really no way to make direct contact back and forth to make sure everything is appropriately taken care of. This has been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 phone calls from me. I've only ever received two phone calls from your company. Last week, when I talked to Miss Andrea, she also left a message for Miss Emily, who never gave me a call back. If you guys, from my point of view, consider yourself the world leader in collectibles, you're not doing a very good job for maintaining your customer presence. I need this taken care of. My wife pushed this to get me this gift for a 60th birthday present. And at this point now, she will never see it finished. It's a little upsetting because I don't believe this should have ever taken this long for this simple of an issue. So if you can, either please get this taken care of, or please have Emily, which I would prefer, call me so that I do know that this situation will be corrected. Can you do that for me, please?
Yes, sir. I can send a message to Emily to contact you back. I understand you said you did return the second set that was sent to you.
Yes, it should be. You should be receiving it today. I can get you tracking numbers if you need, but it should be there today.
Mm-hmm.
At least according to my tracking of it at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can go ahead and take that tracking number.
Hold on a second. Gotta sign back in, so give me just a second. Tracking number is 9410839600137607969.
Thank you.
And according to what I have here, it should be delivered between 1:30 and 3:30 p.m.
Okay. I'm going to look that information. I just see the expected delivery date. So I did notate the tracking number, and we'll be sending that information to Emily to have her contact you back.
I would really appreciate this. Understand that I don't believe I should have ever paid the $80 to return it, since this was something that you guys accidentally sent to me. This is what I'm talking about. These are the things that I feel I shouldn't have had to handle. And that as a company like yourself, you've put it on the customer to do these things.
Sorry about that, sir. Definitely mentioned that as well. And just to make sure, would you give me your phone number?
My phone number is area code 602-684-0388.
Okay. Yes, sir. That is the number we do have on file. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely send the information over to Emily and let her know that you need a call. Do you like a call back from her?
I would really appreciate that. Thank you. And your name again was?
My name is Eloise.
Eloise, can you spell that, please?
It's Elouise.
Thank you, Miss Eloise. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.